Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today, partly cloudy, high around 78. In Kenosha right now, the sun is out, 62 degrees. Still some fog in Burlington, where it's 53. Sunny in Milwaukee, 64. Sunshine in Racine, where it's 62. Controversy and unwanted attention to a used tire that was turned into a platter as part of a landscaping for a property on Erie Street in Racine. It results in the Public Works and Services Committee supporting an ordinance amendment on repurposing tires and other items currently deemed solid waste and illegal. Alderman Henry Perez noting Lockwood Park, which is in his district, puts up 150 tires on the hill at wintertime because of the snow and situation there. One tire, though, becoming a planter and declared illegal, finds that to be a contradiction.
Based on this law, it would exclude it because we have 150 tires laid out in a park where there's water, where there's people going in and out that could potentially be a problem. Does that mean we now have to take away our tires from our snow hill? If we're going to enforce this law in zoning and city planning, then we need to enforce it all the way around. I don't want to do that to the city. I don't want to do that to my park. I think it's an asset. But that's a tire that's been repurposed. It's not junk.
Acting City Development Director Matt Sadowski explaining the tire platter decision stemmed from the violation of a conditional use permit for that Erie Street location. City Administrator Tom Friedel said the at best ambiguous policy on repurposing tires can be changed. But there's also the issue of city staff enforcing rules on designated commercial properties.
I think it would be simple enough to say you can repurpose tires and maybe give a couple examples. We need tires on the hill? Okay. We need tires on a swing? Okay. Maybe give a couple examples like that. I think the city attorney could draft language for this particular policy. But then it goes on much deeper discussion, I think, to have at city plan with those policies that deal with what is the standard in a commercial district. And that would be a much harder question to answer.
The recommendation to amend the ordinance on repurposing tires and other solid waste products is going to go through the council to the city attorney for the drafting of appropriate language. Failed talks between the village of Sturtevant and S.E. Johnson over the realignment of Willow Road. Still a sore spot, apparently, for some of the Board of Trustee members who expressed their frustrations with the company's attempt to buy the village's recycling site adjacent to the Waxdale facility. Some heated discussion during last night's committee meetings. Company offered to purchase another site for the recycling facility or to buy the current location outright. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave and State Senator Van Wongard getting into the discussion. That didn't sit well with some of the trustees. Chris Wright indicating the village being treated differently than other property owners who've been approached, apparently, by the company.
But I continue to object to the interference by the county and state level. And I will continue to object. As long as it occurs.
Village President Steve Jansen said despite the bad taste in his mouth from the Willow Road negotiations, he'll keep talking with S.C. Johnson through the county to see if a good deal for village residents can still be worked out. The Caledonia man accused in the death of a teenager late Sunday afternoon allegedly had been drinking, taking pills, and smoking marijuana prior to the accident. Thomas Maceman charged with 2 counts of homicide by the negligent operation of a vehicle and with the use of controlled substance. 13-year-old Sarah Drayson killed when she was struck by the SUV of Maceman on Middle Road near 5.5 Mile Road prior to the vehicle striking a power pole. Maceman ended up with a broken ankle in the crash. He allegedly admitted to drinking, snorting a Xanax, taking another pill, and smoking pot all prior to the crash. Maceman being held in a $250,000 bond. He's back in court next week. Kenosha County Sheriff's Department found the driver of a vehicle that put a hole into the wall of a business at 26112 110th Avenue in Trevor early this morning, site of Badger Cork, where a major fire occurred back in 2002. Sheriff's deputy responding to an alarm came across the accident, but no driver. That individual, though, turned up at a home on 258th Court, a friend having come and picked him up, bleeding from a facial injury. Start of last night's Racine County Board meeting included a moment to remember the late Clerk of Courts, Rose Lee. She passed away July 30th from a medical emergency. Vice Chair Pamela Zenner-Richards, talking about Lee during the board's opening prayer segment, said there was the grief at the loss, but the gratitude for having known her.
This is what I have taken from this sadness, and this is what I offer to us all tonight. Remember that we serve, be it the public or each other. Do it diligently with humor and grace, and with the goal that when each of us leaves this world, we have made it a better place, just as Rose did.
Applications being taken for the clerk of court's position through noon August 21st. Also, County Board Supervisor Thomas Rohnhaus, the president of the Village of Waterford, he's on the mend after bypass surgery. Famed daredevil Nick Wallenda's longest wire walk of his career last night in front of about 1,000 people at the Wisconsin State Fair above the racetrack, some 10 stories up. 36-year-old Wallenda walking 1,576 feet along the front stretch of the racetrack on a 3/4-inch wire that dipped nearly 20 feet at the start and went uphill at the end. Speaking of being up in the air, police officers from around Wisconsin are going to be at Dunkin' Donuts locations this coming Friday morning. Not for the donut or the cup of coffee, though. WRJN's Janet Hoff with the details.
They will stake out the roofs of the donut shops to raise money for Special Olympics. Last year, the event raised nearly $38,000 statewide. Police officers from Mount Pleasant and Sturtevant, along with South Shore firefighters, will climb onto the roofs of the Dunkin' Donuts on Washington and Durand Avenues, while in Kenosha, officers will stake out spots on the two locations along 75th Street. Dunkin' Donuts locations in Oak Creek and Milwaukee are also taking part. Everyone who visits a cop on a rooftop location on Friday and makes a donation will receive a coupon for hot or iced coffee. The event runs from 6 until 11 a.m. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Police in Racine investigating a burglary in the 4000 block of Marquette Drive this past Monday. Electronics among the items taken, but most important to the owner, a 10-week-old dog. The white Shih Tzu Yorkie mix belongs to Jennifer Cook, who is asking anybody with information about her dog to contact police. The dog and its bed among the items taken. Cook had just purchased the animal a couple of weeks ago. Police phone number 635-7756 or anonymously contact Crime Stoppers of Racine County 636-9330 or by texting to Crimes. A raffle designed to raise funding for a return of the Sturtevant July 3rd fireworks display, well, that could turn out to be a dud if more tickets are not sold in the next few weeks. They cost $100. Only about 180 of the available 300 have been sold. Trustee Kerry Harbaugh, chair of the Sturtevant Parks Event Planning and Village Beautification Committee, said last night that's going to cover what they've sold so far, the $15,000 prize and some expenses. Said ticket sales seem to have stalled at this point.
Yeah, we've been doing it since April. I think we're starting, my sellers are starting to peter out. You know, my main ones that come back and get another pack and another pack.
It was decided to cut off ticket sales on Labor Day. The winner's going to be drawn at the September 15th Village Board meeting. This year's fireworks display canceled due to the lack of outside funding. And Chris Lechter from North Carolina is recovering. He was getting close to finishing his swim across Lake Michigan. Came about a quarter mile short, though. Started last Saturday. It was to raise money for a yoga center expansion. Says finishing the 80-mile swim proved to be just impossible Tuesday morning when he had to call for help about a quarter mile away from shore near Saugatuck.
There's a riptide through there that was unbelievable. I mean, you can't beat this lake.
Coast Guard had to rescue him. He gets medical attention at a Grand Rapids area hospital. Remember, you can get WRJN News updates on Twitter at WRJN News, and WRJN newscasts are available in podcast form. It's on our webpage. Go to WRJN.com, look in the local news section. I'm Tom Karkel, AM 1400 WRJN News.